So, just take a slow, nourishing breath. Relax in any way that you feel comfortable also when you get into a meditative state. And just allow yourself to feel your body, your breath, as you inhale slowly and let that beautiful prana energy come into your beautiful body temple, to every cell, to every molecule. Take another slow, nourishing breath and just allow yourself to relax, to be present, to feel your heart, to feel your love, to feel your energy, your beingness, your compassion, your deep sense of peace, and how it fills you from within, then expands all around you into those that are with you right now in this room, that gathers from all corners of this beautiful earth, from Gaia, coming together to share something very special. In Kauai, in Lemuria, in a sacred ancient land, land of Mu, breathe. And allow yourself even more to deepen that sense of connection, of feeling, of sacredness, of truth, of core truth, that you know so well from within you. And feel those energetic strings that connect you to this land. Not in a linear fashion, but in an energetic, quantum, timeless space. Reminding you, talking to you, whispering to you, from the ocean that surrounds you, from the trees, from the mountains, from the elementals, from the spirits of the forest, from the rain and the rainbows, and all around you, here to welcome you, to support you, love you, and receive you on this journey that we are all about to take together. There is no mistake for anyone that is here why they are here. Only old souls, Lemurians, are drawn to events like this, and that share collective energies, the energy of family, that is awakening to their divine source again. Our connection to our grander family, our galactic family, our star family, recognizing that in each other, in ourselves. Breathe and allow yourself to love yourself at this moment from that oneness, that infinite being. In this space where there's no beginning and no end. In this ocean that surrounds us physically of love, and the ocean of love that is not seen around you but is felt energetically. Breathe. And set a beautiful foundation as we're doing together, and also individually for each one of you for the days to come. That you may be open to listen, to hear, to feel, to experience, to understand, to balance, to harmonize, to heal, and to know more of your grandness, the grandness and glorious of your soul. And gently, softly, soothingly, when you're ready, may bring your awareness back into the room, into the space we are creating here together for the first time. Mahalo.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are many who will listen to this message, apart from the group that is before me. So let me paint the picture. There are those who have come for one purpose only, to be on this particular island. We'll call it one of the mountaintops of Lemuria, in order to rekindle something, specifically something. That rekindling is remembrance. Now, I want to be clear about something. We tell a story that to some is unbelievable, eye-rolling to many. But a story that is starting to come together as being perhaps the truth. The truth about a loving creator. The truth, perhaps, of one of the greatest love stories in the universe. Where you would be visited by those from the stars. Seen by some as angels who would start a different kind of humanity. A humanity with 23 sets of chromosomes. Approximately 200,000 years ago is when this occurred, and the teaching, the original teaching, of what those from the stars wanted you to know about a God who knows your name was given here. I want to be clear about something else. There are those who would say from Scripture that if the first man and women, Adam and Eve, that you are all related to Adam and Eve. That every single human being that has 23 chromosomes would be related to them. It is the same here. You carry an Akash which is filled with Lemurian knowledge. Whether or not you were a Lemurian here at the time it was taught, or not, because your descendants will have that. Now, we have not spoken of this particular thing before, but we say it now. That of all the things in an Akashic remembrance, The divine trumps them all. It is remembered. It is stored. It is in the cave of creation with you and ready to emerge when it's time. The more lifetimes you have on this planet, the stronger it becomes. And we told you, back when we started, dear ones, in the first transcription, book number one, 1993, we told you back even then, these things would start to come to pass with a shift that was coming. And it would not be the millennium that you expected, it would be something else. And that there would come a time when an awakening would occur. And if you chose to go past that, which was self-destruction, and you did choose that, what would happen next is what the indigenous had predicted. An awakening, a shift, where you would begin to remember the various things that were implanted in your Akash. Are you with me so far? Let me tell you. The idea of planted seeds was brought to your attention just a moment ago. And that's what is here. I want to be clear about this to those who sit in front of me. To those who will sit in front of me next year and the year after that. When that occurs, I'll tell you what you're doing here. Some of you will remember. The Akashic remembrance contains an energy like watering the seeds that have been here for eons, waiting for you. The seeds will grow because they're watered by the remembrance. And in the growth of the seeds will bring others to remember. Like growing the beautiful flowers of love and remembrance of a creator who knows your name. Of a beautiful system where life and death are together. A beautiful system where you include the soul when you're not here as part of the life and return. A beautiful system that honors the soul and the human being that is here, not one that punishes it. And these flowers that will grow, especially here on this garden aisle, are the ones that will be watered by those who remember. And the remembrance will not come as a giant aha to any of you. Instead, the remembrance comes as a sweet, sweet feeling. You've been here before. Not the island, not the dirt, but the attitude of love and compassion and beauty. You've been here before. That is what is in your kosh. It's the knowledge of the teaching that is here. This particular teaching, dear ones, is going to change humanity. It starts here yet again, and it spreads from here in so many different kinds of ways. Generations will pass, and you will slowly start to see that what we are telling you and have been telling you for all these years will start to occur. A shift where compassion is more important and integrity is more important in all things you have. That's the beginning. People caring about people. An earth that does not want another war ever for any reason. An earth that has the wisdom to work things out without harming one another, ever. This is an advanced civilization, is what we've told you is coming. But you're here for these days to remember. And in that, some of you, in your remembrance, will cast metaphoric water on these seeds, and they will start to grow for others who will come later. and will have their remembrance earlier because you watered the seeds. And on it goes, and on it goes. This is the first of its kind of meetings, of remembrance. My partner, 28 years ago, I gave you the information. And here you are, beginning it. What took you so long? The 28, right on time. It had to be in the shift, and we knew it would. The 8 and the 2, added together, becomes a 10. The 10 becomes a 1 in numerological terms, and that is new beginning. You see, not everything is what you seem. You're right on time. All of you are. This is the beginning of something new, something I have given you. This is the reason for Kryon. And so it is.